Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Under the Stained Glass, that podcast where we take a look at what we studied in church this past Sunday and approach it again from a family angle. Yeah. I'm Pastor Chris, and this is my pal, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And of course, we want to invite you to worship with us here in Burbank at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. And you can worship with us online anytime just by following the instructions at the bottom of this podcast. Right. Well, this Sunday, we talked about Acts 27 and this great story of Paul being shipwrecked on his way to Rome. And in the midst of this crisis, of this storm that this ship is going through, Paul stood up and he offered to this crew his encouragement and his counsel and finally his care, and all based on the fact that he had faith that God was going to bring him through this crisis because God had a plan for him. And not only was his faith strong enough to give him encouragement, it was strong enough to bring that whole shipload of people through with him.
Yeah.
So Ms. Whitney and I were talking about how this story can really inspire us to have that kind of courage, to be able to give that kind of counsel and provide care to our families, even when we're going through really tough times, when times are really dark, or we're facing a crisis, that we can actually rise up and inspire confidence that carries the whole family through.
Right, absolutely. And I was thinking about this in relation to our story from the sermon, and I thought about how kids can be a lot like these sailors. They might have a special connection to God in their own way, and I think they do. I know we've talked about it before on this podcast, but when troubles arise, they are just like us, and they can be fearful and even be unsure of where to turn.
Yeah, so that's when we as parents need to stand up and exercise the kind of faith and then display the kind of confidence that kind of contradicts the crisis.
Right.
We have to have that kind of optimism that encourages those around us. And unfortunately, that kind of optimism and courage really can't be faked.
Yeah.
Courage like that has to be rooted in something beyond our own feelings and even our own strength. And that something is a someone, that's God.
Yeah, exactly. And then when we do that, we need to know God's promises. Paul declared God's promises here, and we should be able to do the same. This comes not out of thin air, but from our knowing of the word and receiving counsel from our faith teachers and mentors. When we take godly counsel, we can then give it. So this is what we must be focused on as our family's faith leaders through these hard times.
Yeah, and to grab hold of that counsel, we need to turn to Scripture.
Yeah.
And engage in really heartfelt worship, and then talking to those friends in faith
Right. That
can really bolster our confidence. All that requires, though, as part of that, finding that courage and grabbing hold of that counsel, it all begins with being vulnerable and honest about our struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to just pray alone, you know, for the situation to be over, but to pray for the strength and the wisdom to actually go further, to actually go on the offensive and attack the problem. And give our family the faith that together we're going to overcome that crisis. So in other words, crisis time is not just a time for alone time. It's important to be upfront with God about the crisis, upbeat with our family about how God's going to show us the way through it.
Right. Right. And we also want to remember here that it's especially hard for kids to be honest and vulnerable about difficult situations. As much as we worry about what others will think, children have less experience with negative feedback and comments, and this can make them feel little or have a poor view of themselves due to their circumstance. So we really want to be aware of this as we're moving through, that though we feel vulnerable and we need to be honest about that too, that they will also feel the same way.
Yeah, which is all the more reason why we need to have that courage and be open with them about how we're working towards a solution.
Right.
All that's just part of having enough faith and enough courage to sort of bring everybody along with us, our whole family along with us.
Right.
And that's all part of how we care for the family in the midst of that crisis.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And really, a part of caring for others in hard times is to go through the situation with those around us. Paul does this in our story. He experiences the sailors' and the prisoners' fears and doubts. He doesn't exclude himself from the group, but he's actively in it. He goes even so far as to make sure that they all eat, and this is something that we should do as well. I know as parents, you're going to make sure your kids eat, but when we care for our families through hard times, we don't want to detach from them to outrun or even solve the problem, but we want to stay with them and encourage them through it, which isn't always easy.
No, it's not always easy. But here's the thing. God is with us. And while he's not happy to see us suffering or happy to see us knocked down by a crisis, he's also not dismayed.
Right.
And I don't think we should be dismayed either. I mean, God knows that every crisis in our lives is an opportunity to give ourselves more fully to him and to reach out to him for that courage and the counsel and the care that we need so we can give those things to the people around us. It's in those moments of real darkness and real crisis that our faith can really grow.
Well, our verse for today is from Deuteronomy 31:6, and it says, "So be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." And this is what we really want to remember in those hard times, that even though we're worried and we're concerned, as faith leaders in our family, we want to make sure that we are guiding through our faith for everyone else around us and remembering that God is really with us in those times.
Yeah, not only just with us, but as the passage says, going before us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're bringing our family along, but God is bringing us along
right. In
the first place, and that's a real encouragement. Yeah. So whenever we hit a crisis, we want to have that courage, and we want to offer good counsel, offer care to those around us, and remember that we really can do it all because God promises he will never leave us or forsake us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it for us today. So thank you for being here. You can find the link to this sermon last week at the bottom of this podcast, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye.